In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. It is said that dogs do not have short-term memories, that they don't have the same concept of time as we humans do. Now, it was certainly true of our dog, Bertie, who died just a few months ago. When I used to come back to the rectory after being away for a few hours, I got the exact same welcome as when I came back after being away for just a few minutes because I'd left my keys behind. For humans, whose lives are dominated by time as well as space, memory is crucially important. I guess that's why dementia and Alzheimer's are so distressing. For memories not only fade, they get jumbled up and sometimes beyond retrieval. There is a poem about growing old by Philip Larkin. He titled it rather provocatively, The Old Fools. But this stanza I find very poignant. Perhaps being old is like having lighted rooms inside your head and people in them acting. People you know, yet can't quite name. Each looms like a deep loss restored. That is where they live. Not here and now, but where all happened once. Some of you will remember a dear parishioner who died in 2019, Jo Brands, an incredibly gifted author. As I got to know her, her memory was getting more and more jumbled, and she was becoming very frail because of dementia. Some years earlier, she had quoted that very same poem and poignantly stated that there seemed to be more and more lighted rooms in her own head. And she borrowed some words of Robert Browning and made them her own. She said, "Grow old along with me. The best is yet to be, and that will be remembering. Grow old with me. The best is yet to be, and that will be remembering." Remembering is not only what makes us human, it also forms bonds that create community. And communities use ritual and liturgy in order to connect with the remembrances of the past in a vivid and a beautiful way. And music is, in a very real sense, an aid to that remembering. How often have I visited a care of the elderly home, or someone when they're dying? Or thought back to the times I played some old tunes for my mum and dad as they were dying to see the most remarkable reaction. And that's what we're doing here today, my friends. We're using liturgy and music as a ritual for remembering. In fact, it should not be lost on us that Jesus uses that very word at the institution of the Eucharist. Do this in remembrance of me. Another way of looking at that word is to see it as actually two words. Remembering. That is, a putting back together of what has been before and giving it new meaning, remembering, putting things back together as they should be. Grow old along with me, the best is yet to be, and that will be remembering. Now, Bishop Holloway suggests that Christian remembrance is not simply about memory, but an active engagement with the past and its effect on present realities. Richard Holloway suggests that Christians might use a better term for this kind of remembrance, making them actively, as people, remembrancers. He says, "We would be remembrancers even if we live forever. But it seems to be the presence of death that provokes the keenest remembrance. The living we can revisit, but the dead we can only remember. And we do. Sometimes in little glimpses, like the credit flashbacks at the end of a film. Sometimes in more elaborate sequences in which we reconstitute as much about a person as we can. It is death that makes us look back in sorrow and makes us remembrances. Debbie and Lisa, you have cared for your mum so faithfully over such a long time. You talked about all that she gave you and all the love you gave, and you gave it back. You watched her own memory fail, but you never gave up on her. Right until the end, you've been there for her, even when she was struggling to piece those memories together. As her Alzheimer's took over, many of us who were a bit more distant found it hard to have conversations with her like we used to, because she even failed to recognize who we were. And of course, being Judy Hancock, she was adamant that she was always right, even when we'd got something muddled, according to her. The loss that we feel today is a loss that for the family is a loss that you've been experiencing in advance of this day. In a very real way, some of you said goodbye to Judy some time ago. I guess that's why the family has said, let's not have the black vestments. Let's celebrate. Today, to coin Holloway's expression, we are the remembrances of Judy. Remembrances for her. We've heard the stories of her life. Thank you, Dana. And how she and her beloved Jerry touched the lives of so many people, encouraged so many young people to make music. Now, when I showed Kenneth the Old Testament lesson, he started to shake a little because he saw the lists of names. He said, can we miss a few of them out? Well, we did. But I chose the Old Testament lesson not to test the ability of the lector, but because the Bible shows us how important music is to remembering. You see, the naming of all those original musicians from thousands of years ago, which we still read in church, those names of musicians for the temple cult is very deliberate and very specific, even what they were good at and what skills they had to learn, whether it was lyres or trumpets or bronze cymbals or singing. I love the way that Chenaniah was chosen to lead the music because he understood it. Perhaps he was the first director of music and organist. You see, there were real people with real names, real gifts, real skills, real families, and most importantly, they allowed the memories of the history of the tribes thus far to be celebrated again and again and again. How? Through the gift of music, through the gift of song. Remember when the Hebrew people went through the Red Sea and they thought they were going to die, and Pharaoh and all his chariots were behind, and they got clogged in the mud, and they got out of the Red Sea, and the Red Sea came and killed them all. What's the first thing that Miriam does? Miriam, the sister of Aaron, she takes a timbrel in her hand, and she makes up a song about it. Music and memory, they help us be remembrances. Marty Haugen says this: we sing to remember who and whose we are. The leader of prayer, the one who reads, but especially the one who sings, must know more than the notes. She must know the stories of our faith, as well as the stories of her own community, and she must know how they are brought together in worship. We sing to remember who and whose we are. The one who sings must know more than the notes. So what better way of celebrating Judy's lifelong passion, skill, and dedication, not just in this place with its amazing choir school, but in other churches, in other places, in other schools, in other lives over so many years. Judy made music and encouraged others to do the same because she knew it would help her and others to remember who and whose they were. She knew more than the notes. She lived out our gospel reading through her music making. Oh yes, she was salt of the earth, and she was light in the world, and her light shone brightly before so many people, not just from the organ console, but at the dinner table. And she glorified God the Father, whose praise she now offers with Jerry in the glory of heaven, where things are at last remembered. Let us pray. A prayer by David Adams. Light of the world, enter into the depths of our lives. Come into the dark and hidden places. Walk in the storehouse of our memories. Hear the hidden secrets of the past. Plumb the very depth of our being. Be present through the silent hours and bring us safely to your glorious light. Amen.